The University of Washington is looking for a new president. Michael Young resigned from the job in February after only 4 years in office. His predecessor, Mark Emmert, spent about 6 years as president. Both resignations left some members of the UW community with what Jack Stripling calls turnover fatigue. Stripling wrote an investigative piece about the search for a new UW president in the Chronicle of Higher Education. He told Jeannie Yandel he sees several things contributing to the fatigue surrounding Emmert and Young's departures from UW.
One is really just the perception that these particular individuals were particularly opportunistic, that they were chasing more money more than anything and more prestige more than anything. Mark Emmert had long history with the university, was an alumnus of the university, had talked a lot about his commitment and loyalty. So, you know, him leaving when he did, just a couple years into a five-year contract renewal, was perceived as a real slap in the face. Young leaving in fewer than 4 years by any estimation before people would consider that a successful presidency. I mean, he has a lot of accomplishments that he points toward, but nobody would have thought he would have stayed that short period of time. And so that fed into this. I think the other reason that there might be fatigue here is that there's a sense that we're actually self-selecting people who are careerists. We're self-selecting people who view every job as a stepping stone. And that's created not only fatigue, but definitely anger. We saw that in all of the public records that we went through in the course of reporting this story. It's not just people are tired of this. They're really ticked off.
What do you mean by that ticked off? What did you see in those records?
Well, I looked at all of the emails that the board received after the announcement that Michael Young was going to leave. And the recurring theme was, and sometimes the language wouldn't be good for your audience, was, you know, we've been sucker punched by these people. One of the more colorful ones came from Howard Behar, who's the past chairman of the University of Washington Foundation, and he's former president of Starbucks. And he said, look, you know, we've had two hired guns in a row. These people don't care at all about the university. They only care about themselves. I read emails from people who said, I'm a longtime donor to the university. I don't even want to meet the next person because every time I try to start a relationship, they leave. So that came through a lot, and that was the type of feedback the board was getting. So people are angry. They feel deceived. It costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of time to hire these people. And so there's some exhaustion with that.
Why does it matter how long a president serves at a university anyway?
You know, a lot of people refer to universities as ocean liners. You know, just like an ocean liner, turning an ocean liner even a little bit takes a long time. And so if you have presidents that are coming in talking about, you know, really wanting to transform institutions, nobody really thinks that, you know, any fewer than, say, 8 years is a length of time in which you can do that. They're too complex. There's too many stakeholders. You know, a lot of people would think that it would take several years for a president to even put together a team and learn what the place was about, you know, much less change it. And I don't want to in any way disparage Mark Emmert or Michael Young, who both did things for the university that I'm sure people would say were positive. But no objective person would look at that and say that for an institution of the complexity and prestige of the University of Washington, that 4 years or so is a significant amount of time in the lifetime of that institution. You're also dealing with a place that, I mean, Washington does have a history of some really long-serving presidents, so I think that shadow is cast over anybody who comes into these positions.
I'm talking to Jack Stripling about the University of Washington's search for a new president. Jack is a reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education, and in the interests of full disclosure, the University of Washington holds KUOW's broadcast license. And Jack, both Michael Young and Mark Emmert, the University of Washington president before him, were hired here from other places. They came from other universities. But the current interim president is a woman named Anna Marie Kause, and she has worked here at the University of Washington for a long time. You quoted a letter written by a woman named Jody Green, who's the chair of the University of Washington's foundation now, and she's also a member of the search committee for the next president. And in the letter, Jody advocates that Anna Marie Kause become the next permanent president. Do you think that Anna Marie Kause is a popular choice for getting this job permanently?
There's nobody I talked to who didn't mention her. And I think she's very sensitive to this particular topic. In fact, I know she is. She doesn't want to be perceived as chasing off good candidates who think that this is a shoe-in for her. But I can't, you know, ignore the fact that, no one I talked to failed to mention her. And I think it has everything to do with her longevity with the university. It makes her a very attractive candidate for this job because people think that she's there for the long run. You know, at the same time, I do think that if you're going to go through this process, everybody wants to make sure that we're not just doing this to make it look like we're having a national search. And so that's the tension for the search committee, is to be able to present this as an authentic search for the most appropriate and best person, while at the same time acknowledging that you may have strong internal candidate. You know, I did ask, you mentioned the Jody Green email, and, you know, I found it pretty interesting that a member of the search committee, you know, within hours of Michael Young's departure, had already declared who she thought ought to have the job. I asked the university if they thought that should disqualify her from serving on the committee, and I was told that they did not think that.
Well, as the search committee moves forward and as this hiring moves forward, what will you be looking for as the UW tries to pick a new president?
I think one of the most fascinating things about the whole story at Washington has to do with this really hard to figure out idea of presidential fit. And you've kind of hit on it by saying, you know, should we be looking local? Should we be looking at somebody who's been here a long time? You know, at the end of the day, most of these people are qualified, right? I mean, they're smarter than me. They know a thing or two about running complex organizations. Usually they've had some experience in that. They understand the academy by and large. I mean, there are exceptions to all of this. But the reason they fail more often than not is that they just don't fit into the culture of the institution. And the one thing that is very clear from Michael Young's tenure is that he had some trouble with that. He came from Utah, which is not, you know, another planet, but it's a different culture. You know, I think changing expectations on both ends is probably what's going to need to happen here. I think that, you know, the University of Washington is going to need to be patient with whoever comes in, give them a chance to succeed. And at the same time, I think that, you know, Michael Young's story also shows that the president needs to come in open to adapting to a place that's a little different than he or she came from.
Jack Stripling, college leadership reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education. He wrote an article for the Chronicle on the search for a new University of Washington president. The Presidential Search Advisory Committee is expected to recommend its finalists to the Board of Regents by the end of this November.